grace and peace to you. Friends, what comics did you read as a child? Or maybe more importantly, what comics do you read now? Growing up, I read The Beano, The Wonderful Adventures of Dennis and Nasher, The Bass Street Kids, and even Rasher, Dennis's pet pig. I loved it, but my Beano annual collection suggests that I still do. And The Beano was delivered to my childhood home with the newspaper every Thursday morning. As with all comics, there were occasional free giveaways and things you could order from the pages within. One that I wanted for ages, cherished for years, and mourned losing in my teens, were my membership badges for the Dennis the Menace fan club. These were two badges, seen in the picture here, that you were sent to show you were a member of that fan club. And wearing the two different badges in different ways was supposed to be able to communicate different things to other members of the club. My favourite was for the secretive adult male members of the club, who were encouraged, albeit with a tongue firmly in the editor's cheek, to wear their badges on the inside of their suit jacket. Kind of here if I was wearing a jacket. This fascinated me as a kid, because this was a hidden symbol about something. A hidden thing that anyone could be wearing. And it was possible that anyone could be part of this bigger Dennis the Menace and Nasher fandom. I know this was probably childhood fantasy, that people did it, but the idea of it was so strong in my mind. I remember thinking that me, a scruffy little boy who almost always looked as if he'd fallen out of a hedge, could be wearing the same hidden badges as the Duke of Edinburgh. I have no idea why Prince Philip was the person I felt the opposite of me as a child, but I did. The reading today from Numbers put me in mind of all of this, as it speaks of things written on the heart, there being no partiality, and the community that is restored and built around God. Obviously, a life of faith is not completely analogous with the Dennis the Menace fan club. Do we best hear about that life of faith in the words of Jeremiah now?
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbour, or will they say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more.
Thank you. Speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, we hear the words of God. This oracle gives us an understanding of God as seen at the time of Jeremiah, a life of faith, and then with the lens of Christ, how we might understand it today. It gives us four things to think about, which with hindsight we can see foretelling Christ, but that what would not have been known at the time. Through Jeremiah, God says, I will make a new covenant with my people. I will put my law, the way they should live, to in accordance with the teachings of that point, into their hearts. This will be equal for everyone, and I shall forgive them the mistakes that they have made. Throughout all of the prophetic writings of the Old Testament, there is a lot of talk of sin and destruction. There's no getting away from it or with it. I love these writings because after all the talk of sin and destruction, every single point comes words of restoration and reconciliation. And these words from Jeremiah that we have heard today are words of reconciliation for all. In the Gospels, Jesus teaches that the law, which is the same as the law mentioned here, can be fulfilled by loving God, your neighbour, and yourself. When love is written in your heart, you fulfill the law, when you love God, when you love your neighbor, when you love yourself, when you do these things, you restore your relationship with God. And you restore your relationship with those around you and with your own self. There is no hierarchy in this. We are all called to love equally, to love all people, who after all are made in the image of God. And we are asked to love in the same way that we do. As we love, we fulfill the law. As we look back to God, we are reconciled. As we do all this, there is restoration for all. This isn't easy. We will undoubtedly get it wrong and have to go through the process day after day and year after year. But we needn't worry. In the prophets, after every mistake, after every sin, however you want to frame it, comes a second chance. A chance where you can choose to love, seek forgiveness, and where you can be restored. That's a life of faith. To go and live your life of faith. And as you go and seek peace. Go and seek love. Go and live peace. Go and live love. Go and build peace. Go and build love.